Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli War Cabinet centrist member Benny Gantz has resigned. AP correspondent Karen Shamas tells us more.
The move does not immediately pose a threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still controls a majority coalition in parliament. But the Israeli leader will now become more heavily reliant on his far-right allies to stay in power. Gantz had previously said he would leave the government by June the 8th if Netanyahu did not formulate a new plan for post-war Gaza. The popular former military chief joined Netanyahu's government shortly after October the 7th in a show of unity. His presence also boosted Israel's credibility with its international partners. Gantz has good working relations with U.S. officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel freed four hostages over the weekend in a raid on a refugee camp in Gaza. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
It was the largest hostage recovery operation since the beginning of the war late last year. As a freed hostage arrived at a medical facility in Tel Aviv, people sang in Hebrew, "The people of Israel are alive." It's a stark contrast to the Nusrat refugee camp in Gaza, where the Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The director of the UN World Food Program said Sunday the program has paused its distribution of humanitarian aid from an American-built pier off Gaza, saying that she was concerned about the safety of the people after what had been one of the deadliest days of the war there. Saturday saw both an Israeli military assault that freed four hostages but left 274 Palestinians and one Israeli commando dead. And Cindy McCain said two of WFP's warehouses in Gaza had been rocketed and a staffer injured. Sunday's UN announcement of the pause appears a latest set.